This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. I've recently talked about the election of President Trump, and people have wondered and have written me as to why I said about biblical prophecy being fulfilled. In this program, I would like to give you a few answers, pointing out scenarios which are already happening and which are expected to be happening, and showing you that in the light of biblical prophecy, these things have to happen and had to happen. First, you will all recall that Mr. Trump, during his campaign, said a lot about NATO. And this has stirred up fears in Europe, especially in Europe. NBC News reported on November 12th. During his campaign, Trump sent shockwaves of alarm through Europe after revealing that he might not come to the aid of his NATO allies if they were attacked. This called into question a fundamental principle of the alliance, that an attack against one of its 28 members is considered an attack against all. Furthermore, the president-elect has cozied up to Russian President Vladimir Putin, a strongman who's positioned himself as NATO arch antagonist. All this could have mortal consequences for a Euro-American alliance funded by billions of US dollars over its 67 years history. If a NATO member was attacked by Russia and Washington didn't come to its aid, then it's finished. That's completely the end of NATO, this article says. And now the question is, what is Europe going to do about it? The Daily Mail wrote on November 16, "The restoration of the Soviet Empire is underway, and America is not going to stop it. That is the chilling conclusion we must draw from Donald Trump's first days as president-elect, in which he received what he termed a beautiful letter from Vladimir Putin, followed by an amicable phone call, in which the two pledged to restore friendly relations between Washington and Moscow. Then yesterday, Syria's President Assad said that Mr. Trump would be a natural ally alongside Russia in the blood-soaked Syrian civil war if he fulfills his pledge to fight terrorism. Intelligence experts fear Putin will offer President Trump a grand bargain sometime in 2017. Putin would promise a future of peace and friendship, and Trump would boast about saving billions of dollars by being able to pull American troops out of Europe. This all points out the quote-unquote dilemma Europe thinks it is in. And so the Daily Mail wrote on November 11, that Donald Trump's election as US president makes an EU army even more necessary. Jean-Claude Juncker, president of the European Commission, said Mr. Trump's pledge to cut spending on NATO and his approach to foreign policy gives Europe no choice but to strengthen its common security and defense structures. His call to arms was echoed by EU's head of diplomacy, who called for the bloc to become a superpower. And other articles have said that she said Europe is already a superpower and act as the principal global security provider. It has sent alarm bells ringing in Britain as MPs fear that an EU army and a disengaged America will leave the UK isolated on the global stage. And the Irish Times added on November 11 that Germany has backed a renewed call by the European Union to push ahead with developing an EU army. Now, all of this is interesting in light of the following comment made by Der Spiegel Online on November 10th, saying Trump could contribute to European unity, even if unwittingly. You see, my friends, all of this is prophesied. It is prophesied that Europe will unite, that ultimately 10 nations or groups of nations will unite, and then they will give their power and their authority to a very charismatic political leader in Europe. It is prophesied that the relationship between Europe and America, and also between Europe and Great Britain, will deteriorate. up to the point of war. This deteriorating relationship has already begun. We find an interesting article by Express, dated November 11, saying that German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier has refused to apologize to President-elect Donald Trump after calling him a hate preacher. And while world leaders have flocked to offer their congratulations to Mr. Trump on his shock U.S. election, Mr. Steinmeier is not for turning. And as a consequence, notice what happened on November 14. Deutsche Welle reported, the conservative CDU and CSU parties have backed Social Democrat Frank-Walter Steinmeier to replace Joachim Gauck as president on February 12th, paving the way for him to take up the post without a serious challenge. Steinmeier tends to score well in personal approval ratings and has recently exhibited some of the hard talk expected from a president, for instance, being cool towards British Foreign Minister and Brexit figurehead Boris Johnson and towards newly elected US President Donald Trump. And the local edit on November 14 that the respected daily Süddeutsche Zeitung also saw the Trump presidency as relevant to Steinmeier's proposed new role, describing him as the anti-Trump. You see, my friends, all of this is extremely important. We are seeing from biblical prophecy that this deteriorating relationship between America and Europe has to occur, and it is occurring already and will continue to occur under a Trump presidency. That's why Mr. Trump had to be elected. If Mrs. Clinton would have been elected, these things would not have happened, you see. It would have continued in the way it did under Mr. Obama. In addition, I found this development very interesting because Israel National News reported on November 15 the following. Eyeing what appears to be a twice-in-history opportunity, an organization called the Sanhedrin has called on U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin to join forces and back the rebuilding of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. The letter they sent proposes that they act jointly, as did King Cyrus of Persia 2,500 years ago. Trump's support for Israel is well known. Less well known is Putin's support for the Holy Temple. As the Sanhedrin writes in its letter, Putin paid a late-night visit to the Western Wall in 2012 during his third official trip to Jerusalem. Upon his arrival, the former KGB agent, who became the leader of Russia, stood in silent prayer for several minutes, after which he read Psalms from a Russian Hebrew prayer book. At one point, an Israeli bystander called out in Russian, "Welcome, President Putin." Putin then approached the man, who explained the importance of the Temple Mount and the Jewish temple. Putin reportedly responded, "That's exactly the reason I came here, to pray for the temple to be built again." Now, whether Mr. Putin and Mr. Trump will continue with efforts to help Israel and maybe even work out a deal towards building a third temple, we don't know. But what we do know is the interesting development here, that people feel that they both could do something like that, because the Bible also prophesies very clearly that a third temple is going to be built prior to Christ's return. And in the process, sacrifices will be given. And in that process, European armies will come in, will invade the Middle East to stop those sacrifices, because they obviously will create an upheaval in the region. Do you see, my friends, how all of this comes together? And a lot more could be said. And I could say a lot more, but this program is rather short in comparison to what I could say. But I'd like to offer a booklet to you, Biblical Prophecy, From Now Until Forever. This booklet, absolutely free for the asking, is going to tell you from the pages of the Bible what is prophesied, and you will see how the Trump presidency will have a lot to do with the fulfillment of those prophecies. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God. P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.